Shoftim Perek Zayin Pasuk Dalet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Gideon to shrink his army, which is already outnumbered by enormous odds against the Midianites, the Amalekites, the nations of the east attacking the Jews. And the ones who are being weeded out are the ones who have any connection to Avodah Zarah. Anybody who has got a lack of faith because of their faith in other bodies that didn't even exist with any true power, other Elohim, has to go. And so Gideon is weeding them out as commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do so. So first he had 32,000 men, 22,000 turned away and left right away. They had no faith whatsoever. And now Gideon is going to further shrink down the number of people who are remaining. Vayomer Hashem el Gideon. So Hashem said to Gideon, Od ha'om rav. Still the nation is too numerous for it to be an obvious open miracle that we defeat Midian. Horeid osam el hamayim. Bring them down to the water. There's a river, a brook nearby. And so we are going to go down to the water and test them. Ve'etzrefenu l'cha sham. And I will test them, but it's more in the lines of tzoreif. Kihine ha'kesef b'yad ha'tzoreif. We sing that on Yom Kippur night, one of the most famous tfilos of Yom Kippur Meiriv. I will purify them by putting them in the fire, by melting them down so that the dross, the waste, falls away and that only the purest remain. It's a phrase used often for Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu purifies us. V'haya asher omar elecho zeye lechitach. And it will be, it's a surprise ending even for Gideon, whoever I say shall go with you, he will go with you. V'chol asher omar elecho ze lo yelechimach hu lo yelech. And each one that I tell you that this one shall not go with you, he won't go either. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is weeding out anybody with Avodah Zarah in their hearts, in their previous worship, in how they behave. Some of them because they are sinful, all of them usually because Avodah Zarah is connected to them somehow. So not all the Ovdei Avodah Zarah had left up until this point. And in fact, the implication from the Psukim is that the ones that remained in the few, the 10,000, were among the worst Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Because the ones who left right away at least admitted to themselves that they had done wrong and knew that they were sinners. So they said, I don't have the zechus to stay. This place is not for me. These were people who didn't even think they were doing anything wrong. And so they have to be purified out, smelted out, so that eventually only the tzaddikim are going to remain. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Me'am Lo'e says very perceptively, is trying to make sure that the people do not bear ill will, animosity, anger against Gideon because of this test. Hashem could have just revealed right away which ones were tzaddikim and which ones were not. And Gideon could have gone, you, not you, but I'll take you. But instead, by doing it this way with the test, and by not necessarily even informing them of the testing criteria, because we're going to see that how they, that their posture is going to determine who stays and who goes, but they're not going to be told, you go because you're an Oved Avodah Zarah. They're just going to be told, sorry, you have not passed what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us to do, and therefore the responsibility for the choices won't be associated with Gideon to the point where the people are angry and frustrated and resentful towards him afterwards. Instead, he just says, he will go with you and he will not go with you. Not a command to take one group and send the other one back, but rather the ones who are proper will go forward with you and the other ones will simply remain. Now, in the end, they're not going to go anyway. What some say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, some of the Mefarshim say, is that even if they go with you, they're going to desert and run away as soon as the enemy shows up. So, hu lo yelech is also a statement of the fact that they weren't going to be brave enough to continue forward anyways. Pasuk hey, vayored esa'om el hamoyim. So, the test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen for what we're going to do, he brought them down to the water, vayomer Hashem el Gideon, kol asher yalok bilashono min hamayim, kasher yalok hakelev. Anyone who comes to drink the water, all of those who lap the water with their tongues, like a dog laps the water. Tatzigo so levad. Stand them up alone, separately. V'chol asher yichra al birkov lishtos. And all who kneel on their knees to drink. So we have the ones who are going to lap it up and the ones who are going to kneel down. And this is a test to show whether they are accustomed to bowing down or not. The ones who kneel down are always used to kneeling down. So they get down on their knees and bow forward to the water because that's a posture that's comfortable for them. They do it all the time. They have good knees. They've been doing deep knee bends, but deep knee bends to the Avodah Zarah. So these are not ones that we want. Who are the ones who are lapping the water with their tongues like a dog laps? And they're going to mention later that they are going to lap with their hands. These are people who reached down and got the water. They didn't kneel down. They didn't lie down and shove their face in the water. Some of the Mefarshim, the Da'as Sofrim from the Gemara and Psachim, says that those are gluttons. They're gargarim, the people who are gluttons who drink an entire cup down all at once and slug things back. Chug, 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 they say at the bars, I've heard. That's the kind of behavior that actually is gluttonous, according to the Gemara. So these guys aren't going to do that either. I always had a vision when I was a kid that they would lie down and just drink up. Instead, what we learned from the Mefarshim is that they took the water in their hands, were patient, even though they might lose some between their fingers, and then drink it standing up. They were unaccustomed to kneeling and bowing, and so they did not do so. And a very small number of men are going to do this because it's slightly impractical. And it's something that made them look different from everybody else. But rather, of the groups that kneel down or lay down, they're rejected. Only the group that stood up to drink, they are going to be seen as the right kind of people and they're going to join the army.